You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
The National Party has scrapped the regional fuel tax, and Mayor Wayne Brown has ordered that all work by Auckland Transport on projects funded by the tax is to be stopped. I spoke to Councillor for Manukau, Lotu Fully, about Wayne Brown's decision and to what extent these projects were integral to the future of the city. Here is that interview. How integral to the future of the city's transportation systems were these projects, and how will the city fare and adapt with this change of plans?
Yeah, thanks for the question. That funding was absolutely integral. It funded and contributed to so many transport projects, for example, the Eastern Busway and the CRL as well. So that $1.2 billion over the next 4 years is what the mayor has said will be losing in funding because of the cut of the regional fuel tax. So that puts into danger a whole lot of regional transport projects that would have really supported Aucklanders and really helped us to alleviate some of the issues that we have with transport. And we know that that's one of the biggest issues in Auckland. Yeah, so it's really disappointing to hear that news from the government.
Does the scrapping of the regional fuel tax create complications for Auckland Council's plans in terms of transportation, particularly now that Wayne Brown has ordered an end to these projects?
For the long-term discussions, the consultation paper will come out soon, and now we've got to factor that in as well, because we're looking at a loss of $150 million at least each year that we weren't planning on. So now we've got to factor that in, and we've got to find, as the mayor has said, that money's got to come from somewhere, and it's either going to come from rate or from borrowing or from cuts. And the mayor has already indicated he's not keen to put rates up any more than we are already looking at, and certainly not keen to borrow. So probably it's going to mean that a lot of those projects are either going to have to be cut, scaled back, or delayed.
And will those cuts come from places like arts and culture as well?
Well, it looks like it's more likely to come from the actual roading projects. So, for example, the Glenbar Road and the Lake Road upgrade, the Eastern Busway that we don't have enough money to finish, possibly even the Reeves Road flyover that the people of Pakuranga have been looking forward to.
Right.
Because these are major cuts that are going to have to be made, and a little bit of tinkering around the edges is really not going to make that much of a difference, unfortunately.
What kinds of points will the council be discussing when the consultation comes around?
Yeah, so we will be looking at everything. We'll be looking at its 10-year plan. So we're looking at the future of Auckland for the next 10 years. We will be looking at transport, of course. We'll have to consider water care as well, even though we're not meant to consult on that, but because there's been changes from the government's end, we'll probably have to consider that now. And we'll be looking at savings as well as possible rates rises and more borrowing.
That was Councillor for Manukau, Lotu Fully, about speaking to me about Wayne Brown's ruling that all work on projects funded by the regional fuel tax are to be stopped.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95BFM.
We'll be right back after a quick break. This is Terrible Love by The National.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.